This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Friends, and welcome to The Bright Side, your nutritional program dedicated to the understanding of the vast world of nutrition and nutritional supplementation. I am your host, Pharmacist Ben, nutritional pharmacist from Boulder, Colorado. I use nutritional supplements where other healthcare practitioners use toxic pharmaceutical drugs and sometimes deadly medical procedures. If you suspect that there are natural nutritional roads to your health and vitality and well-being and to addressing your health challenges, whatever they may be, but you don't know where to begin, you have come to the right place. As you listen to The Bright Side every day, you are more and more in control of your body, you are more and more knowledgeable, and you know you can overcome any health challenge. That is why we are here every day on The Bright Side, helping clear up the sometimes confusing world of nutrition and nutritional supplementation. Over the last 3 decades plus of practicing pharmacy, I have seen drug-free recoveries from diabetes, hypertension, obesity, skin diseases like psoriasis, eczema, rosacea, acne, digestive ailments, autoimmune issues of all kinds, recoveries that by the standards of modern medicine can only be called a miracle. But what is in the world of the body, what is in the world of biology, standard operating procedure. Because the human biological system is a healing and regenerating system. It's designed divinely to heal and renew itself on a moment-to-moment basis. And while that may seem like a miracle to some folks, this renewing system is really nothing more than just the way the body works. And welcome, friends, to The Bright Side. I am Pharmacist Ben. Thank you for being here. 844-236-6010 is our number if you want to jump on board and talk about anything to do with health or nutrition or prescription drugs or nutritional supplements or skin health or anything we're talking about here today. We have a guest coming up at the bottom of the hour. Joyce Keller has been on the Oprah Winfrey Show. She's been on Coast to Coast. She has a podcast. She's got multiple books, and she has been voted one of the top 100 psychics in America by Simon & Schuster. She's well-known author of a whole bunch of books, 10 different books, Seven Steps to Heaven, How to Communicate with Those We've Loved and Lost. I personally am fascinated and have been very fascinated lately about the whole thing, the whole idea of near-death experience. I've always been fascinated with near-death experiences, and I've talked about it a little bit. I haven't talked about it a lot, but it's... I personally believe that our fear of death, and we had Sonia Barrett on coming a couple months ago talking about this idea of how we're responding to all the stuff that's going on in the news today with really fear of death at the core. And that's kind of an interesting idea because nobody ever thinks about that. I mean, really, why are we all panicked? Not we all, of course, present company excluded, but culturally panicked about of viral infections because we have this underlying fear of death. The best way to get over your fear of death is by understanding or at least paying attention to, listening to the near-death experience, or people have had near-death experiences, and there's lots of them. I read a book when I was in high school called, actually in, well, in, I was in ninth grade, called Life After Life. And this book, Life After Life, actually, I'm not sure, I read it sometime in my teenage years, we'll say. Life After Life, and it was really a very amazing book to me, because I'd never heard of this thing called near-death experiences. This was probably 1976, 77, I'm thinking, somewhere in there, in the mid-70s. And now, they're everywhere. You go on YouTube, and there's thousands of them. There's actually something called Near-Death Experience Radio, which is a podcast of just all about people who've had near-death experiences. They're extremely common, and they're well-known, and there's hundreds, if not thousands, of different scientific papers about them. And it's pretty, you know, it's becoming part of the cultural mindset, beginning to become accepted. It's still kind of weird when you think about it. And in my humble opinion, it's the most important thing to understand is how this whole, how we connect to death in an unconscious way, in a subconscious way. And when you start to feel comfortable with it, which is what near-death experiences do, they make you feel really, you know, excited.
they're so amazing. They're absolutely amazing. If you haven't gone on, you don't know what I'm talking about. I know most of you probably do, but for those of you who don't, just go on YouTube and Google YouTube search for near-death experiences. Google near-death experiences. It's just amazing the things people say. Anyway, Joyce is going to talk to us. Calling All Angels is one of her books. She also does numerology, and we'll have a good conversation with Joyce at the bottom of the hour, and we'll get your calls in our next segment, 844-236-6010. All right, so we've been talking about this really cool distinction that nobody ever talks about, unfortunately, between water and fat. I'm not going to belabor it too much, but it is, it's really important when you talk. It's really important. It's very. If we're going to understand how to take advantage of our nutrition and understand how to keep ourselves healthy, we've got to understand that distinction. The fact that water has a pulling power, water-soluble nutrients, things that dissolve in water, we call them water-soluble, they dissolve in water versus things that dissolve in oil. They dissolve, butter dissolves in oil. Mineral oil dissolves in oil. Let's see, what else dissolves in oil? Margarine dissolves in oil. Certain things dissolve in oil. Other things dissolve in water, salt, sugar. We all kind of intuitively know what this is, but it's a real important scientific distinction. Water-soluble versus fat-soluble. Water-soluble has a pulling power. Fat-soluble sticks. Fatty stuff stores. Fatty stuff is static. It is relatively, nothing static, of course. It's relatively static, and that makes fatty things good barriers, good walls. And so whenever the body's obviously made up of compartments, different parts, those parts are kept separate by walls, barriers, fats. Fats keep our organs all in one piece. Guess what happens when we age and die? We become blobby. All the one pieces, the distinctions start to blob. That's what basically we blobify with age. That's what happens as we get older. And what that is, it's the beginnings of the breakdown of the fatty barriers. That's why fats are anti-aging. That's why fats are so important to understand. Fat absorption is so important to take advantage of, leverage, and correct if there's any problems if you want to anti-age. That's why I can tell when somebody has a fat problem by looking at them. There's a certain blobbiness they have to them. And I'm not talking fat, by the way. I'm talking about a lack of shape. So when I say blobby, I mean we lose our shape. The shape is maintained by the fats. And when we age, in many ways, it's a fat problem. And I'm not talking about too much or too little. I'm talking about the wrong kinds in the wrong places. So these fats form barriers. We can call the barriers membranes. Whenever you hear the word membrane, it's all it is. It's a barrier. The body is 70% water. You got to have membranes. You got to have barriers. If you don't have membranes and barriers, you just dissolve, right? It should be kind of obvious. The barriers act as water barriers. They're fat soluble. They reject water. Things that are fat soluble, oil and water don't mix. That's a fundamental rule of chemistry. Oil and water don't mix. They push apart from each other. Just in your mind's eye, think of them pushing apart from each other, and that's where you get barriers. And that's where you get distinctions in organs. Guess what? When you die, and I used to make, when I had my compounding pharmacy, I made a special cream for people who were in hospice, who were in their last 72 hours or so. Because the last 72 hours, guess what happens? All your fluids start to come out. Your membranes completely dissolve. They're gradually dissolving with age as we get older, but when we're dying, the process is accelerated, and it's like a snowball going down a mountain. It starts off small, but by the time we're in our last 72 hours, if you're lucky enough to live to an old age, your body is deteriorating to a point where this is like the snowball at the bottom of the mountain, and your fluids just completely leak out, and it's very uncomfortable, and it's actually makes a sound called the death rattle. That's literally what it's called, the death rattle. That's what doctors call it. And I used to make a cream that would dry up those liquids. It was called scopolamine. Now they have it in a patch for the death rattle. Back then we had to make creams for it. Anyway, point being that the fats keep everything intact. However, it's not like the fats are just pure barriers. They're said to be semi-permeable. That means they have little holes in them, little pores in them. And the interaction between the membrane and the pores inside of it is a major factor in the health of a cell. And guess what? Those pores are made up of protein. And it's the combination of protein and fats that gives the cell membrane semi-permeability. We'll finish when we come back from our break. Take your phone calls. 844-236-6010 is our number. We'll be back on the Bright Side right after this.
The battle of late stage or terminal illness is a fight that affects everything and everyone in your life. If you or a loved one are dealing with advanced stage conditions that are causing financial hardship, like stage 3 or stage 4 cancer, Alzheimer's, COPD, or ALS, then this message is for you. Our Funds for Living program make it a simple 3-step process. Text the word LIVE to 411-411 or visit fifthseasonfinancial.com/radio and we'll send you a link to get started. Choose the amount of money you need. Apply in seconds. That's it. And you're under no obligation. Fifth Season will advance a portion of your life insurance policy and take over your premium payments so you can provide immediate financial relief to the ones you love, all without any out-of-pocket expenses. Fifth Season Financial wants to help you live your best life. Text LIVE to 411-411. Text the word LIVE to 411-411.
When you have a pain in the neck, a real pain in the neck, back, shoulder, or legs, you now have two convenient choices to get fast relief without taking another pill. Because now, Sunny Bay Heating Wraps and Pillows are available at both Amazon and Walmart. Yes, see Sunny Bay's 4.5 to 5-star customer reviews on Amazon.com or Walmart.com. Our made in the USA microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it. Even while driving, Sunny Bay wraps will not burn and stay balanced to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to help treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part? Sunny Bay quality products start at under $20. Join thousands of happy customers and see why Sunny Bay products have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. It's easy. Click Amazon or Walmart and search today for Sunny Bay.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-900-8407. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-900-8407. That's 1-800-900-8407. 1-800-900-8407.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. danpilla.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Okay, we're back on the Bright Side. 844-236-6010 is our number. If you have questions about health, nutrition, prescription drugs, if you want to wean yourself off your meds and get on a good nutritional supplement program, we can help you do that. And if you just have
comment you'd like to share with us, 844-236-6010, about anything we're talking about here today. We've got Joyce Keller coming up at the bottom of the hour. Joyce is one of the country's top 100 psychics, according to Simon & Schuster magazine. We'll talk to Joyce. Specifically, I want to talk to her about her books, her near-death experience books, Seven Steps to Heaven, How to Communicate with Those We've Loved and Lost. So before we went to break, we were talking about this distinction between fats and water in the cell membrane. The fat and water distinction shows up a couple of ways. It's mostly fat, but not all fat. And that's because you don't want a total barrier. You want to have a semi-permeable barrier that allows some things in. And so that's why you have to have these various portals to the inside, and the portals are created by water, which is separated out from the fat, microscopically speaking. So you get these little openings in the cell. These watery substances are protein, and this is one of the reasons, among many, of course, why making sure you're getting enough protein, especially amino acids, in terms of all your amino acids. If you're just getting your protein from steak, that's not going to get you all your amino acids. Likewise, vegetarians are going to be missing some amino acids. You've got to have all your amino acids. The best foods, by the way, for all your amino acids are eggs and dairy, interestingly. Now, there are some there's some beans that have, especially soy, also pea, legumes, we'll say. Legumes like soy and pea. Legumes are a cheap form of protein, but they're missing certain amino acids. The best way to get your amino acids, if you're not going to eat eggs, if you can't eat eggs are the best, but if you can't eat eggs or dairy, dairy is a little problematic, of course, then the best, what you have to do is you have to start mixing things up. You have to have mixed sources of protein, from beans and from meat if you're a meat eater, or fish if you're eating fish. Vegetables, of course, have protein. That's really amino acids. That's really important to recognize. Vegetables have amino acids in them. So you can still get aminos from vegetables, just a little bit harder because they don't have a lot of them. They have less of them. They're mostly water and phytonutrients and fiber and such. So making sure you're getting mixing your proteins is very important, so you get all of the different amino acids. And getting amino acids straight is also a good idea. In my humble opinion, there's certain amino acids like taurine and arginine, which can be very helpful if you take them individually. Taurine in particular for the heart and for the brain, and arginine for pretty much everything. Arginine is super amino acid. So there's a couple of, glutamine's another one, which is very important for the detoxification system. So make sure you're getting enough protein, making sure you're getting enough fats, good fats, especially essential fatty acid fats, which go into making the cell membrane, essential fatty acid fats, and then also things like lecithin. They're called these compounds that are like lecithin are called phospholipids. Lecithin is a bunch of different phospholipids. Lipids means fats, of course. Phospho, it means it has a little piece of phosphorus stuck to it, and you know what that's about? We've talked about that. Actually, we haven't talked about it for a little bit, but we have talked about it in the past. Phosphorus is super energetic. Super duper energetic. They make fireworks out of phosphorus. Phosphorus means the light bearer. And phosphorus, whenever you have something that's got that kind of potency and that kind of energy, it's going to go into water pretty effectively. And phosphorus gives fats a certain water solubility. And that's the key right there. It's the lecithin. And also, to a certain extent, the cholesterol, which is in the skin, that gives the skin its flexibility. And its ability, I'm sorry, the cell, its flexibility. And also the skin, by the way. Everything we're talking about with the cell is true about the skin, because the skin is a membrane. So if you want to have beautiful skin, do phospholipids, lecithin, essential fatty acids. In fact, everything you do, amino acids, everything you do for a cell membrane, you're going to do for your skin. Skin is a macroscopic version of the cell membrane. So for you guys who want to have beautiful skin, make sure you take care of the cell, doing everything that the cell needs, especially the cell membrane, the skin cell membrane. And, oh, by the way, communications occur at this level of the membrane. You got 100 trillion cells in the body, and they're all talking to each other. They're communicating to each other. And what they're saying to each other, this is so cool what they're saying to each other, is basically grow or don't grow.
That's basically what cells say to each other. Now, there's some specifics that are involved, what to grow and what not to grow, but generally they're turning things on or turning things off. If cells do not communicate at the level of the membrane, what I'm going to say now is really important. If cells do not communicate at the level of the membrane effectively, disease results, especially cancer. But all diseases have an element of cells not communicating at the level of the membrane. Membrane dysfunction. Membranes that don't have fats. People who are not digesting their fats. People who are not intaking their fats. You see where I'm going here? By not intaking fats or not absorbing your fats, not getting them in your diet, correct fats. I'll tell you what I mean here in a sec by correct fats. By not getting any, or by having a malabsorption issue, you're depriving your cells of the ability to, you're depriving your body of the ability to make good cells, and you're depriving your body, the cells, of the ability to talk to each other. And this is where diseases result, especially out of growth diseases, and all diseases, out of control growth diseases, and all diseases have an element of out of control growth. And the classic example of out-of-control growth is cancer. And the classic example of a membrane disease, not a genetic disease, folks, not a DNA disease. Yes, there's DNA involved, but it's really a membrane issue, fat issue. Anything you can do to protect your fats or to intake fats or to make sure you're absorbing your fats is not only going to keep you from aging, it's going to keep you from getting diseases, especially cancer. So if that's not a good reason to get on your ultimate EFAs and make sure you're getting enough fatty vitamins and make sure you're getting your fatty minerals, I don't know what, and phytonutrients, which are fatty, I don't know what is. That means, in addition to taking your fats, that means also helping your body absorb your fats. And you want to do number, and this is for you folks that are interested in having beautiful skin. It's all true about the skin, too. Focus on the fats. I can always tell when somebody's got a fat problem by looking at the skin. If it's not a significant or dramatic one, the skin will be very, it'll be thin. It'll be aging. It'll be dry. If it is a dramatic one, it'll be eczematic, or you'll have psoriasis, or you'll have sensitive skin. I love hearing that. It's almost like a badge of honor to have sensitive skin. No, and it's not a skin issue either. It's not a badge of honor, and it's not a skin issue. It's a problem of fats, among other things, but usually the fats are the most important thing. In fact, and I know we talked about this a couple weeks ago, if you can't use retinoic acid or retinol or something aggressive on your skin, you probably have a fat malabsorption issue or a fat intake issue, or you have some kind of fat issue. And when I say fat, I hope you guys know, I'm sure you do, I'm not talking about just fat like on your gut. I'm talking about the chemical, the molecule, the molecular substance that's called fat. All right. Joyce Keller coming up in our next segment. You're listening to The Bright Side. We'll be back after this.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
As Dr. Wallach says, we all have nutrient deficiencies in our diets and must supplement with 90 essential nutrients in proper balances. At no cost or obligation, get a personal certified holistic health coach to help you develop a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes. Hurricane Sally coming ashore this morning in southern Alabama and along the Florida Panhandle. The big rainmaker is moving very slowly and could dump as much as 20 to 30 inches of rain on some parts of that area. In Pensacola, Florida, they've already seen a lot of rain. Mike Wood is a police spokesman there.
We have officers that are doing rescues as we speak that were not able to travel to these homes where homes are flooded, and they are going through the water on foot, reaching these people to try to get them out of their homes.
The wildfires rage in several western states. As for Oregon, fires have burned over 1 million acres now. 10 people have died in the state, and 2 towns near the California border have been destroyed. In southern Oregon, the wildfires have impacted over 40,000 people, destroying over 600 homes. This is USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number 1 in obesity? All the while we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track. Not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
New Mexico dealing with a bit of a mystery in the sky. Hundreds of thousands of birds have been found dead across the state and in parts of Colorado and Texas as well. Some experts say the wildfires on the West Coast may be to blame, forcing the birds to migrate early. Activist comedian John Stewart holding an event yesterday where he called for help for veterans exposed to toxic chemicals in war zones. The former Daily Show host saying soldiers in Iraq and Afghanistan were exposed to dangerous toxins through smoldering burn pits that were used to incinerate waste. He compared veterans with health problems from burn pits to 9/11 first responders, who also were, of course, exposed to chemicals, including burning jet fuel. Miami Marlins owner Derek Jeter might be giving Tom Brady an eviction notice. Jeter rented his home to the new Tampa Bay Bucks quarterback back in April, but now Jeter has put that nearly 22,000 square foot home on the market for $29 million. The walled estate on 1.25 acres has 7 bedrooms, 8 full bathrooms, and 8 half baths. It's believed to be the largest residence in South Tampa. You can find us online anytime. We're at usaradio.com. And again, that's usaradio.com. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
With a MechTech carbine conversion unit, you can turn an XD Family Glock or 1911 handgun into a carbine rifle in seconds and have it shipped right to your door, no FFL required. Now, MechTech is excited to announce our pistol carbine conversion unit. More compact with a 12-inch barrel and an arm brace, proving once again that MechTech is the world's most versatile handgun accessory. For a limited time, go to handgunconversions.com. That's handgunconversions.com and use coupon code RADIO to receive $35 off any carbine purchase.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Okay, we are back on the bright side. I am Pharmacist Ben, and thanks for joining us. We're on the air Monday through Friday, 8 to 9 Pacific, 10 to 11 Central Time, and 24-7 on the archive page at BenFuchsArchives.com. Also, BrightsideBen.com, PharmacistBen.com, my blog, and CriticalHealthNews.com for videos and news stories. We have the longevity products on all the sites and a Join the Team link that you can click on if you want to sign up to join the Brightside Ben team. And don't forget to take a look at our 2 skin health products all formulated in my compounding pharmacy for wound healing. And wound healing is beauty. And if you don't believe me, go to truthreviewed.com and check out our now 900-plus 4- and 5-star reviews. No
preservatives, fragrances, fillers, waxes, emulsifiers, silicone, water. Nothing your skin doesn't need or doesn't want in any of our Truth Skin Health products. TruthTreatments.com. TruthTreatments.com. Okay, I am looking forward to speaking to our next guest. She's been on Coast to Coast with George Norrie, and even Oprah Winfrey has multiple books, and she was voted one of the top 100 psychics in America by Simon & Schuster magazine, and she's also a prolific author and a very beautiful lady as well. Please welcome to The Bright Side, Joyce Keller. Hey, Joyce.
Ben Fuchs. I'm so thrilled. I'll tell you why.
Yeah.
Thank you for the introduction. We're both on Coast to Coast, but when you are on Coast to Coast, it's the best. I told George Norrie this. I said, when you have pharmacist Ben on, everything stops. It's the most important segment that he has on ever.
Wow.
So,
Joyce.
To tell you, seriously. No,
that's melting. You're melting me here, Joyce, because let me tell you something. Takes one to know one. So if you got that. Right? You know what I'm saying?
No.
I know you know it. I know you know exactly what I'm saying.
Ben, I have to tell you. Thank you. My dad was a pharmacist also. So I'm very
keyed
in. Yeah. You are a natural pharmacist. He was an early one also.
He was early.
Apothecary time. Yeah. But the thing is, he was in Brooklyn about a couple of blocks away from where Dr. Fauci's dad was a pharmacist also. So, you know, I knew about the whole Fauci thing and my dad's pharmacy, and I love when you're on Coast to Coast or on your own show because you bring truth and understanding that people do not hear anywhere else. So thank you.
Thank you. No, that really just melts me when you say that. So, but it's very interesting that you brought up COVID because I want to bring it up. What is the psychic way? What is the highest way? To me, being psychic is about accessing higher frequencies. And by higher, I mean faster frequencies, more abstract, lighter. I know you know what I'm talking about. What is that way, that perspective that would best allow us to handle all the incredible Sturm und Drang and fear and anxiety and all the stuff that's going on in the world today?
Okay, well, the obvious answer is prayer and meditation, but no one really knows what meditation is. It's simply a stilling of the mind and allowing cosmic energy to come in. Ben, the whole problem on the planet right now is that we're stuck in the third dimension of drugs and alcohol and things that God would wish us to move to the side so we can move forward. This has been your message and mine for a long time. So the first thing is get rid of the destructive substances that people are used to using. Don't be so involved with drugs that, you have a headache, you want to get a drug. Now, your question, I believe, is what is the natural way? I would say sunshine, vitamin D, vitamin C. Make sure your body is absorbing it. See what's really, listen to your body. Everything you need to know will be there. And the people who are becoming victims of COVID, maybe people who have underlying conditions for the most part. Do you believe that that's correct? I mean, that's what I'm saying.
100% correct. 100% correct. The virus is opportunistic, and that means it waits for opportunities. All viruses are opportunistic. They exist where there's toxicity. They exist where there is duress. In fact, there are people who believe that they're either a sign, they're a manifestation of duress, or a protective mechanism. They actually enter into the DNA to help the cells adapt or at least move forward. If it maybe kills the organism, it enters into the genetics, so the organism as a whole advances. So there's a lot, our genes or our genome is maybe 20% or 10% or certain percent viral from throughout evolution. So, yes, I do believe 100%, you're right on as far as comorbidity goes because it's waiting to be attacked. But there's mental viruses too, right? There's like fear is a virus. Talk to us a little bit about the psychic impact of fear or the psychic nature of fear.
Well, thank you. Yes, fear is so easy. It's so easy to go in that place of fear. I do readings all day, and I try to help people like you do all the time. And they are in such a place of fear, and justifiably so, because their mothers just passed away, and their, relatives, people are dropping away. So there's a real pattern of fear. Okay, what is the answer? There are really the primary answer to what can you do about fear is go into a place of love and support of one another. Try to love one another. Ask yourself, why don't I love this person? All right, they're a little irritating, a little annoying. They're kind of, a lot of people are thinking that vaccinations are a great idea, as an example. Now, I'm trying to stay in the place of love, not fear. Yeah. But I have to admit that a little fear creeps in because they are not doing their homework. They need to know what... Now, I have grown children, and I'm going to give myself a little pat on the back because when my children grew up in the 60s, people thought that vaccinations were a great idea. But I went to the mat, and I had actual fist fights. Yes, I'm in good condition.
About vaccinations?
Yes, about vaccinations.
Wow.
I said, you will not vaccinate my children. And that was in the late 60s, early 70s.
Were you considered a total nut? Were you considered, like, to be totally off your rocker kind of thing?
Yes. I actually fought with the principal of the school, and I said, you will not touch my children. And what happened was when my daughter was in kindergarten and I wasn't paying attention, they slipped her a sugar cube with salt vaccine on it and embedded into it. So I went crazy, and I said, no, I do not want my children to have that. So she does have that one little sugar cube in her system. Now she's all grown up, you know. And
wow.
My children are fine. But I have been fighting about vaccinations for my entire life. And I don't care if people think that I'm a rabble-rouser or what they think.
Well, let me ask you this. Do you think it was because you were psychically in tune to the problems, like the vibration, the frequency, the energy of what they were sticking in your kids' blood?
Yeah, thank you for saying that. That's absolutely half of it. That's only half. The other half is that I do my research.
Uh-huh.
I'm a great researcher, as you are, and
yeah.
I realized that it was just, there was no reason to do what they were doing. And certainly now, where it's so layered and so complicated and so devious, I have lost
so
many friends.
Oh, my God. Devious is a great word.
Yeah. I've lost so many good friends, not to death, but through stupidity, where I said to them, will you be vaccinated? And they said, sure. And that was the end of the relationship. And I hope they're not hearing this, because these are people that I love. But
yeah.
You need to do your homework, Ben. Isn't that the answer?
Well, you know, Joyce, just how can anybody think that it's okay to stick things into your blood that you would never even... I wouldn't even use them in my skincare products. Mercury and formaldehyde and polysorbates and right into your bloodstream and oils.
No.
Right into your bloodstream.
That's
craziness. I want to talk to you about, specifically about the near-death experience, because that's something that's near and dear to my heart. And I know you've got some books talking about death. And if that's okay, when we come back from our break. We got Joyce Keller on The Bright Side. We'll be back right after this. Don't go away.
There's a man named Dr. Joel Wallach who is anything but your typical doctor, both a veterinarian and naturopathic physician. Doc asks, why does the United States spend more money on health care by far and still rank 50th in health and longevity worldwide? He believes that people should empower themselves with a basic understanding of nutrition, take charge of their health, and attain optimal health and longevity through nutrition, not by toxic prescription drugs that lead to side effects and more toxic prescription drugs. Doc Wallach's message is resonating with an increasing number of Americans who are waking up to all the big government, big pharma, and big insurance manipulation of our healthcare system. I'm George Norrie, and I like what Doc Wallach is saying and doing to enlighten people about healthcare. Visit BrightsideBen.com and listen to Doc Wallach's Deadly Recipes lecture. It makes a lot of sense, and I urge you to join the Brightside Ben team. Go to BrightsideBen.com. That's BrightsideBen.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So how'd it go for Jake?
Did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Now, with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
I'm here with Scott Useum, founder of OMG Tax. Tell us how your company helps our listeners out there who have a problem with the IRS.
My team of lawyers, enrolled agents, and licensed tax experts remove wage garnishments sometimes in the same day. We even have reduced the total debt some of our clients were required to pay through what is known as an offer in compromise.
Can you give us an example of somebody you help?
Oh, can I ever? We have taken a $500,000 liability with the IRS. Guess what? The client didn't pay a dime through the representation known as non-collectible status with the government.
If you owe the IRS more than $10,000 and you want to see if it's possible to pay a lot less, call OMG Tax right now for a free tax-saving consultation.
Call 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. That's 800-486-8112.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
Okay, we are back on the bright side. We're talking to Joyce Keller, one of the top 100 psychics in America, voted by Simon and Schuster, and the author of multiple books, including Seven Steps to Heaven, How to Communicate with Those We've Loved and Lost, which I definitely want to talk about, Joyce, with you, because I have a personal fascination with near-death and near-death experiences and the whole idea of death. Before we get into that, how did you find out? I want to know your story personally. How did you get into being a psychic, or how did you find you were psychic, or how did you learn to tap into it, and how to leverage it, and how to help people with it? Tell us a little bit about your story.
Good question. Yeah. I grew up in my dad's pharmacy.
Okay, all right.
In Brooklyn, and okay. I wanted to be a pharmacist. And
oh, wow.
Greatest thing ever, and I loved the way it smelled and what he was doing. He was really like the family doctor, and I was fascinated. And he said, I'm going to say one thing to you. First of all, you're annoying because you ask so many questions. And the second thing is, all drugs have side effects. And I want you to remember that one thing. He said, you must take a natural path. So he was way ahead of his time. So
What year are we talking? What year was this? How advanced was he? Is this the 40s, 50s?
Yeah, it was like the 50s. 40s and 50s. Well, he started his drugstore in probably when Fauci's father started in the 30s, and it went on for many, many years. It was probably there.
Fauci's father was a pharmacist? Was Fauci's father a pharmacist?
And his father was a great pharmacist, but Fauci could not pass the pharmacy test, so he became a delivery boy for his dad.
Oh,
and then someone said, well, maybe you should become a doctor.
You knew him when he was a kid? Did you know him when he was a kid?
No, I did not know him, but I do my homework.
Okay, gotcha.
Getting back to, you were asking about near-death experiences, I believe.
Yeah, well, I want to know about how you kind of got into, what, did you just have dreams, or did you just have
My mother was a great medium. So I had a pharmacist dad and a mother who was a medium.
That's really awesome.
Yeah.
That's awesome.
And she said, but she said to me, stay out of trouble and don't speak to anyone. Don't tell anyone what we do.
Oh, my goodness.
So my father's on one hand telling me drugs have side effects, but the other hand my mother's saying,
No wonder why you hated vaccines. No wonder why you grew ahead of the curve on all that. You were born to be ahead of the curve. You're the leading edge, Joyce. You're the tip of the spear.
I'm old.
Well, you're the tip of the spear. I don't know about old. So, but tell us. Okay, so let's know, because we're running out of time, and I want to really hear your take on death and what death is about, and what exactly is death in your from a psychic point of view.
It's fabulous. All people have to do who are afraid of death and who want to know more about it is go to their computer and put in near-death experiences.
I was talking about that today. I was just talking about that this morning.
Right. A million will come up. People have had so many. Side of the road, operating room, whatever it is, and they're all confirmed.
Yeah.
A lot of them are hokey, but that's okay. Look for the truth, and you'll find the truth therein. I've had a number of near-death experiences myself, and they're glorious. Please don't commit suicide, folks. You have to go up at the right time. So my telling you that it's a glorious experience, it does not mean you should rush the experience.
Got it. I get it, because I've had a near-death experience. I know exactly what you mean. And also, in the mid-70s, I read Life After Life, Ray Moody's book. I'm sure you know what that is. And that's the first time I'd heard about it. But I've been obsessed with the idea since the middle 70s. So tell us what's the misconceptions. What is the biggest misconception people have about death or about after death?
That you're going to be plummeted into hell. That's the first thing. So, there's no hell unless you really, really want it. You expect it. There's hell. Let them have a little. But for the most part, there is no hell. And we judge ourselves. God is not going to say, look, you did this, and you did that, did you want, and you hurt that person. You will have a life review, and that's really important. If people understand that, the life review or the panorama shows you every little single thing that you ever did for your entire life. And nothing is left out. You say, oh, my gosh, I forgot I stole that candy bar. All of that is there. And then you have the opportunity of correcting and understanding what your deficits were and what your reviews really reveal. So I don't know if that answers your question, because I know we're almost out of time. But that's the short form of it. It's the panorama. That you judge yourself. No one is saying to you, you did a bad thing. It's like you understand it yourself. And I'm sorry, Ben. Go ahead.
I was going to ask you, I want to hear about your near-death experience. Not exactly how you had it, how you died, the events, but the near-death experience itself.
The first time was at Southampton Lake on Long Island. I was going through a terrible time. I was 8 years old. My parents were ill. They were hitting a real crisis point in their lives, and my life was really bad. I was 8, and things were not looking promising. So my sister, who did not know how to swim, said, let's go swimming in Southampton Lake. I'll teach you how to swim. Well, Southampton Lake is a very, very old lake and filled with holes. So we immediately stepped into a hole and started going down and down and down and down, and not being able to swim, basically having a death wish, I was happy to cross over. And when I couldn't breathe anymore, I was greeted by a very lovely lady, a very lovely angelic lady. I don't know how far down I had gone at that point, but I hadn't breathed for a long time. And called a hallucination or whatever you wish, but she said to me, look, you can cross over now if you wish, but you have a long life of a lot of work to do. It's a lot of challenges, and she said, you have to make that decision. So I said, well, I really would like to go with you. And she said, no, that's the wrong decision. And at that point, I found myself being pulled out of the lake. My cousin George realized that my sister and I were drowning, and he pulled us out. But that was my first drowning.
Let me ask this. Did you say your husband George, first of all?
No, my cousin George.
Oh, your cousin George. Okay. So I was going to ask you, how did that change? Because you were 8 years old. Obviously, it changed the trajectory of your life. Like you saw the world differently. Talk a little bit about that.
I started, even though I was only 8 years old, I started realizing that things could be turned around. So even though my parents were very ill, I started to think about ways I could help them to feel better. And talk about being obsessed with health and fitness. I really started to help them, and I'm trying to understand. That began my path of natural healing, natural holistic living. That was the first time. So then there were other experiences also.
You had multiple near-death experiences?
Yes, every time I needed one.
Oh my goodness. You plug in, you get recharged. It's like that movie Vanilla Sky where Tom Cruise goes, "Tech support." Did you ever see that? Don't you love that
exactly.
one? He goes, isn't that great?
Yes.
Tech support.
It's a wonderful movie. Also, probably my favorite movie is Defending Your Life.
Oh, yeah, that's a good one. Albert Brooks?
Yes, that's a good one. Yeah, it's really important for people who are afraid of death. You see, Meryl Streep eating spaghetti for the first time in her life. She crosses over and she has left 5 children. And she basically doesn't care. She says they'll be fine. And she's sitting there eating spaghetti because she always was concerned about her weight, but now she didn't have to care anymore. So it's a great movie. It's funny and it's wise and it's uplifting.
Say the name again.
Defending Your Life.
Oh, that's Defending Your Life. That's right, Defending Your Life. I thought was Meryl Streep in that?
Yes. And
oh, I don't remember that.
Where she's eating spaghetti at the counter and she doesn't care. She left all of her children behind.
I vaguely remember. I saw it so long ago. I do vaguely remember that, though. Yeah. That was a great movie. Yeah, I find myself really attracted to all that kind of stuff. So YouTube is amazing for all these near-death experience stories. Don't you find it like, I mean, you had your own multiple times, but it seems to me like that's probably the most powerful message we can share in this time is not to fear death. Do you think?
Absolutely. And Ben, the important thing is it's helping to move out of the third mundane dimension of going to work every day, not learning anything, watching television, all of that. So YouTube comes along, thank you, Lord, and starts teaching us things that we need to learn about near-death experiences, not to be afraid of death, and that we need to grow as human beings and realize how we need to improve. We have to stop hurting each other. We have to love one another. That's my basic message. So.
Oh, Joyce, listen, the half hour went by too fast, but I'd love to have you back on. Can you stay on the line real quick and when I'm done here, and I'll just chat with you a moment? Is that okay?
Of course. Yes, Ben, I love you. Thank you.
Oh, I love you, too. Thank you so much, Joyce. All right, that was Joyce Keller, one of the top 100 psychics in America, prolific author. She's got a great great blog and also her own podcast, The Joyce Keller Show. And that's all the time we have for today. Thanks for listening to The Bright Side. I'm Pharmacist Ben. Have a wonderful, beautiful, awesome, spectacular day. Talk to y'all later. Bye for now.
Are you ready for what's next?
Thank you so
much. It's likely coming. More food shortages, power outages, grocery stores closed, social unrest. Ask yourself, do you have enough food and supplies on hand to last at least 30 days? Most Americans do not, but you can. Avoid the panic of the last-minute rush. Order your 4-week supply of emergency food today from MyPatriotSupply.com. Starvation or dependency on the government are your only alternatives. Avoid those and the pain of being unprepared. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now. Build your emergency food supply with meals that last up to 25 years in storage, shipped discreetly to your door. Folks that know what's coming are using today to prepare. There's time for you to do the same. That's MyPatriotSupply.com, the original Patriot Preparedness Company. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Studio 7.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming fraud, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILING them.com.
Just meeting again after.